Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Oh yeah, it's the 30th of October. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. This is my second attempt at recording this because I didn't have a fucking line activated on the old thing there. So fuck my ass with a knife. You know what I mean? Just a few things to plug up front. Let's plug it up. Go to congas.com, check out the tour dates. I'll be hitting Dublin. I'll be hitting Manchester. The Dublin one might not be on for a couple of days, but it'll all be going up there. I'll be going to LA to meet Arma Khan. We'll do a gig over there, and then we're home, and then it's Dublin, Manchester. Still waiting to hear back from Liverpool because Hot Water Comedy Club, best comedy club in the world. Answer a fucking email. All right, fucking answer it, you fucking dickheads. She and Todd sold out. You know what I mean? Adding seats. Colin, can I get a gig there, please? No, hold on a second. Too busy doing other shit. I'm offended. So yeah, that's what's happening. Just check out that for tour details. Laverick's Comedy Club, as usual, first and third Wednesday of the month. The next one's on the 7th of November. We've got Eric Lawler. We've got Rory Ward. We got Mickey Bartlett MCing. I'm not supposed to be on, but I'll probably be there and I'll probably go on. You know what I'm saying? I run it. Do what I want around this place. Eric Lawler's hilarious, by the way, if you haven't heard of him. He works for like Joe.ie and he's on Fair City, which is like Dublin's version of EastEnders and shit. Very funny guy in real life. Rory Ward, of course, as in his words, looks like a Russian doll version of me, which made me laugh. Do you know what I mean? Like they pulled the top off my head and then took him out of the middle. Same thing, but just fractionally smaller. But that's about it. If you want to support this podcast, generalbanter.com/bro. Had a couple of drinks this morning. Patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. If you watch more of this podcast than you do fucking Netflix or BBC, throw me $1. Throw me $2. We'll get new cameras like this one. We'll get new mics eventually. With a 360 camera there. I don't know how it works. The first thought I had was, that looks like it would fit in an asshole real easy. Why did I think that? I don't know. Might be a new genre. You know what I mean? Put a wee light on it. Shove it up your slice. See what happens. You know. And that's about it, really. We'll get chatting about the whole week's events right after this intro. Here we go.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There we go. First of all, apologies for anybody who was expecting a second podcast last week, but during around the time of my birthday, because I was 32 last week, like that fucking fat girl with a goddamn milkshake. I still can't get over her piggish antics. It wasn't even the being sick, you know what I mean? We've all been sick, but it was the involuntary burp. It was like, that's what my body does. And then, and she's like, obviously like, like I vomit enough in this position that I'm not even that worried about it. I'm just sitting going, fucking piglet. I spat my own microphone there, speaking of pigs. So yeah, I was sick, and you know when you wake up and the wee dangly bit of your throat sore, and then you wake up the next day and it feels like the devil's had his full dick down your neck. And I was like, oh Jesus Christ. And I didn't want to talk for an hour in a cold garage and then go and try to do two fucking Limelight shows, so apologies. So I decided to make an executive decision and abandon the second podcast, which is terrible. But I think the rhythm that I'm going to try and get into, excuse me, is my podcast on a Tuesday and a guest on the Friday, whether it be, they're not going to be new guests all the time, they may be recurring guests. You know, I would say there'd be a lot more of Aaron McCann when he comes home. He's decided not to stay to the end of the year in LA, which probably partly came around talking to me, because I don't know. I'm very excited about Aaron McCann coming back, because Aaron McCann, that's his name, about him coming back, because I had a conversation with him and he was like, because I'm over here on a certain type of visa, I have to get a job related to my course. Which means it makes it harder to get a job. If he could just get any odd job, he could just get any fucking job. But he has to have the people sign a thing to be like, yes, this person's doing a PR related course or doing a PR related job. So he could get a job in a bar as long as he's doing the fucking social media or whatever for the bar. So yeah, he managed to get someone to sign something, and then he's working some random job. But he was like, I don't know whether to come home or not. And I was like, absolutely come home for Christmas. There's no point in staying there fucking, you know, the rest of the year just to be working a shitty job, and it's not like you're making a ton of money that you can bring home. So I managed to talk him into that by using, this is how you speak to someone on their level. I should be a fucking counselor. I said to him, Aaron, listen, this is what your experience in America is like. You've been out there. Think of it like a class night out. You've been out, a great night out. You've seen fucking, you went to a concert, it was great, and then you went to a club afterwards and the DJ was amazing, playing all your favorite tunes. You're drunk and you're leaving the party, and three guys go, oh, we're having a party back at ours. And it's too late. It's late enough for you to know that you can't buy more drink and that there's going to be no hot chicks at this party. It's just going to be three dudes. One of them's taking ket. One of them will fall asleep. The other one's throwing up in a sink. I was like, this is you in America. You've killed it so far. This period between the end of November and January, that's gone back to the house party, you know? And if you stayed up another 3 hours, you probably go, there's no need for me to go to that. And I was like, that's you right now. You've done all your shit. You've met every fucking famous black rapper in the world. And it's time, just come home. There's no point in you staying there for 2 months, missing Christmas, missing your family, missing gigging with your mates, just so you can be in America. Now, fair enough, he might be just doing a whole pile of bucking, but, you know, you can ride at home. As I said to him, you'll come home, you'll be a wee special foreign boy. They'll be like, oh my God, look how much he's changed. Looks exactly the same. So I'm excited about that, because I'll probably be doing a lot of podcasting with him, you know. I'll try and get Mickey on board a bit more, even though you text him and he's like, oh, I don't have petrol money to get to your house or some bullshit. 31, bro, or something. You're old as shit. Stop smoking 400 fags a day and buying ninja weapons for your ma's bedroom. Anyway, I love you, Mick. So yeah, what the fuck am I talking about? Let me start off. Oh, by the way. Oh, we'll get to that later, actually. That's very funny. I'll talk you through my week. Basically, let me talk about creativity, guys. Okay? And then that guy that's like, oh, you can't fucking, you can't give off the blind boy and then go off another thing. I had to be very creative last week. You know, I was sick. It was coming down to like the last moments before the big Limelight shows. I always said that I was going to do some videos at the Limelight shows, at the Transblender show. I didn't do them anywhere else. I was like, let me keep these big shows special. I'll do some videos at them. And the thing is, you're trying to put together the set, and then you're trying to put videos together that are going to fit within this set. And it took me so long to figure out where the fuck should I put videos in. And it's just like, I don't know. I fully understand. Like, there's a lot of people who I sort of admire, like fucking Jack White or
the ones who ride fucking, you know, the South Park team that ride for them, where they do things like last minute, and you think, well, surely that's stressful. But you got, you know, but that it literally works. It works very well. I couldn't think of any fucking, it's happened to me doing stand-up, you know, I was trying to write bits about whatever, like I heard the term big dick energy, and I was like, oh, there's bound to be comedy in that. And I could not write a bit, sitting right up to the last minute, sitting backstage, trying to write some shit on a page. And I was like, fuck, this isn't going to happen. And then I just, oh, please welcome to stage, Colin Geddes. And I went, oh, fuck him, well, that's fucked. And then I got on stage, and then I got talking to some guy in the crowd, and then I was like, oh, boom, there was an opportunity. And then I started talking about it. And it took me to get on stage and be absolutely filled with adrenaline to go, and then this bit of comedy came out where I was like, it wasn't the best, it wasn't the cleverest shit in the world, but it was like, it had that energy of I just made it up on the spot, and people probably knew that I just made it up on the spot, or they sensed it, and it got a lot of laughs, and I was like, isn't that crazy how I could have sat there all fucking week and not thought of anything, and then just when it's fueled by adrenaline and panic, you're like, boom, did it. Now, the same thing happened to me this week. I was sick, I had these videos to make, I knew that I had videos to make, I hadn't even thought about it until I read all the set out. I was just going through it, and I was like, where would videos fit in here? And it's funny how just wee things are like flying around your brain, and then eventually they just collide into each other, and you're like, oh, yes. So for example, I did a bit about a friend of my mum's when I was younger, being on Predator Hunters NI. And I was like, this comp was always around my house, and I was about 13, 14, 15. It didn't take an interest in me whatsoever. And it was more a joke about how ugly I am, right? Now, Maureen's ma bought me two of those wee tiny hands, which I was messing about with, right? And they were lying about the house, and I had that bit, and I was like, fuck, what could I do? And I was like, looking at all these things. And then I was just playing around with the wee fingers, or the wee hands one day, and I was like, oh my god, why don't I do a video? I mean, this is like this is Wednesday night, and I had like Thursday to film fucking three videos. And I was like, right, and I don't know, sometimes thing, most of the time you sit around, and then you're thinking, and then you go, ah, fuck, I give up on that, and then you just go, ding, and get all the idea fully formed in one go. So I decided to, I did a video called Pedo's Little Helpers, and it was to give the pedophiles to stop them banging kids, and they could play with themselves with these wee tiny hands. And let me tell you something, if I had nothing else to do in my life and 4 weeks to write a bit that was going to slide into this show, I couldn't have done it. But it needed to be the day before for me to panic and go, fuck, what did I put in here? And then I thought of that video, which I will put online, and it probably will get fucking flagged and taken down. But so fuck. Played it live. Everyone laughed very hard. You know, I do another bit about people in Northern Ireland being fucking just downers. There's a bunch of fucking, you know what I mean? There is an attitude in this country, and it stinks, basically. Fuck, look at him trying to do something. That sums this country up. Look at this cunt trying to fucking do something. You know what I mean? You don't get respect for doing good things in this country. And that's probably a decent theme for my show. Oh, here's my wife. Oh my god, mate, she's way too hot for you, you fucking ugly bastard. What is she seeing you? And you're like, oh, alright, I'll divorce her. I'll get a divorce and start banging some swamp donkeys just to fucking keep you happy. Hey, you fucking loser. You fucking stay out there. it happens all the time. Trying to do something. What are you fucking doing? Look at this cunt thinking he's doing something. Who do you think you are? With a fucking camera running about like a dick. That's people's attitude. So I basically made if I did a real tourist ad for Northern Ireland, so I did a Buy the Blender version of that. Speaking of fucking losers, do you know what? This cracks me up. Because people think, now either this guy's joking, or he thinks he's hilarious, But I got this message this morning, right? And I'll come back to the questions later, but this is on my... I was like, give me some questions or videos for the podcast. And this guy... Let me see if I can get him on actual Instagram. Bear with. Four Elements Adventure. Right? This guy probably thinks he's being funny, but he's probably a fucking mouth breather like the rest of them. This is a business page, right? M. Kelly, Four Elements Adventure. Obviously runs like a kayak and surfing, you know, that sort of carry on in Newquay, Cornwall. Right? I then go into my fucking DMs. Something I've put up before. He just writes, gay. Right? Then I said, leave me some questions, topics and stuff. And he goes, fuck up. Now, Four Elements Adventure. 5,458 followers. Someone called M. Kelly. That's your business page, you fucking dunce. Not that I'm going to have any effect on it talking about it. But you're honestly going to sit. Whether you're joking or not. I don't know. I don't know you. So it's fucking, it's basically just, I mean, Bill Burr has a joke about it. Like when you fucking type out things in text form, you know, it sounds fucking extra rapey. Now, I don't know you and I don't know what tone you're using. And I don't know whether you're trying to take a piss because you think I'm a comedian and you're like, ah, he'll know the crack, you know, but that's your fucking business page. You gimp. Just writing gay. Do you know what I mean? I'm always one to be like intention when you go to say things, like, you know, if you go, oh, fuck, that's gay. I mean, it's definitely phasing out whether people consciously are doing it or not. Not a lot of people are like, that's gay. But this guy's like, gay, fuck up. And you're like, bro, that's your business page. You're like dishing out abuse from your fucking business page. You stupid, stupid cunt. I mean, I don't care, but at the same time, I'm like, you deserve to have that fucking shutdown just for being a fucking retard. Nah, I just said retard, but that's when you should use it. Four Elements Adventure. You fucking stupid cunt. That's, I mean, I don't know what age he is, but I bet he's just one of those guys who's like, you know, I'm not quite sure how this works. You know, one of those guys are like, send someone like one of, do you want to come around and bang, and he does it like just as a message to their page instead of a private message. Oh, you fucking tube. Anyway, fuck that guy. Gay. Do you know what it is? Nothing really annoys me. What annoys me is the fact that people do shit that they think they can get away with. That annoys me. It's not really annoying me that you're saying it. It's like, just, you know, that sort of lawlessness, that drives me fucking insane. You know, people are like, oh, don't mess with the travellers and all. And you're like, well, they should absolutely all be in jail. If, you know what I mean? That's not a blanket statement, like, they should all be in jail. But you know, people are like, oh, we can't say anything to them because they're lawless and they'll all come back and burn the place down. And you're like, well, then put them, lock them all up. You know, oh, we can't bring up certain things. You know, we can't say anything because, you know, these extremists might go mad. Let them go mad and then kill them all. Do you know what I mean? Step out of line. I don't know what my political values are when it comes to, like, you know, I kind of want everyone to do whatever they want. But if you're acting a cunt, you absolutely get obliterated immediately. Get along. Do you know what they call me? The gentle dictator is what they would call me. Wouldn't be an iron fist. They'd be like a... Be soft, but it'd be heavy. You know what I mean? The clay fist. People drive me fucking insane. Swear to God. But anyway, yeah, it took me to the last minute to fucking get those videos going. And then I eventually just pulled them out of my asshole. Which is... I don't know whether that's like... I don't know how to explain that. It's like... It's hard to just sit down every day and be like, I'm creative. I feel like you need a purpose for it. But I've always read about people like Jack White and stuff where they book a week in a studio and then do the album in a week and just be like, we only have a week and let's fucking do it. You know, I feel like people can ruin things if they overthink shit. Like, he could just be like, if he just went in and went, right, let's fucking work, play a few riffs. Right, there's a riff. What would the words be to that? Some rough words. And then they play it, and they go, fuck me, that's a song. Right, go, we'll do like 20 of these songs, and we'll pick 11 of them. And they're just like, right, okay, do another one, there's another one. That's the way to work, instead of going like, I don't think it's ready, because it'll never be fucking ready, you know? I think you need the fucking, you need the fire under your hole to just be able to produce some shit. You know? And like, very few people have, you know, even if you're comparing it to music, very, you know, it's like, people always talk about comedians, and they're like, oh, that special's not great, and then they think that they're like, oh, I'm not really their fan anymore, because their last special wasn't great. Even though these days people have podcasts and whatever, and like, the special is the last fucking thing you see or give a shit about. If I never watched another bit of fucking, like, Tom Segura's stand-up ever, I would definitely listen to the podcast still every fucking week. But people are always very, everything has to be like your fucking masterpiece. There's plenty of comedians I've seen who put out a special and it wasn't that good. And then the next one was really good. That's just the way it is. You got to think of it as a fucking body of work. The point I'm trying to make is, I think it's more important to just be constantly creative than it is to be like perfect. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think you'll just get better. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been knocking out vlogs and stuff, and I'm no fucking filmmaker, like, but I feel like they get better just through doing it. And if I was sitting there going, oh, waiting until this is perfect, you would get fucking one vlog a year. You gotta just keep pumping it. Just pump it out. Just be a creative person. Keep knocking that shit out. And then, eventually, you'll have a body. You know, it's like McGregor. You know, Khabib beats him, and everyone's like, oh, that's you fucking done and all. And you're like, the absolute, like, just insane story. Insane shit that guy's pulled off. And people are so petty that they're like, oh, well, that's you done. And you're like, maybe this is the exciting bit. The exciting bit. There's Maureen on the podcast. You're like, the exciting bit is, let me just answer it. What you need. Come out. The exciting bit might be that he just got beaten. Did I just text on a fucking podcast? Take that Patreon money back. okay. The exciting bit might be that he just got beaten, do you know? And then he might come back and beat him again. Or they might fight and it's a bit closer and then have to fight again or so. You know what I mean? It's like, don't judge it till it's done. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm sure fucking, there was something on TV last night about Queen. I'm sure Queen had their fair share of shit songs. But when your man dies and the band, well, actually, they never break up. They're going to be playing like, they'll be like, it's Queen live at the Odyssey featuring the drummer's drumstick and everyone else is different. It's Queen fucking featuring a jacket Freddie Mercury wore, and then the rest of the dudes are just session musicians. Live at the Odyssey Arena. Tickets available from Ticketmaster.ie. Like the Sugar Babes. Here's nine other women. I mean, they're long gone now, but like, remember they were like, oh, it's the Sugar Babes? And you're like, hold on, the entire lineup has changed. You know? Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes. That's so fucking, was that 90s even or 2000s? What are we? We're the Sugar Babes. We are a bunch of sugar babes, even though they look like a bunch of fucking toilet attendants. That's what they should have called themselves. Is that racist? Yeah. So yeah, it was my birthday last week. Let me just, what other shit? Oh my God. By the way, let me talk about the shows, actually. I was sick last week. I was in Belfast. Went to the old, do you know what I did? Do you know what I did the other day? Dave Elliott's wedding is this Friday. And I was like, I don't want to wear a full suit, you know, because I have a couple of suits, but one of them's way better than the rest of them. because it was a wedding suit and it cost a fortune. And I was like, I don't want to wear the full suit again. Wore it to the wedding, wore it to another thing. And then, what was that? I don't know. I was like, I'll get some chinos. Went on online, but there happened to be some sort of sale on. Chinos were 11 quid. And I went, because I'm not in this shop, and I'm also built like a fucking, like a rhino, I was like, I don't know what size the fuck I am here. And I literally ordered chinos from 38 waist through to about 44 and bought about 80 quid's worth of chinos and I only picked one pair. That is diva fucking behaviour. I was like, I'm just going to buy 8 pairs and I'll send 7 back, which is exactly what I did. I put one pair on and I was like, yep, that's the ones. You know, nice fit, nice bit of room around the bollocks. They're the ones. Then I'll send all 7 pairs back. What a fucking tramp. Just that baller lifestyle. Fat fucking cunt lifestyle. So yeah. Don't know where I'm going with that story. Did a bit of shopping last week anyway when I was sick. Went then bought some CBD oil off our mate there in Castle Court. And he talked me into buying. I was like, why do they not do big bottles of this shit? And he's like, oh honey, they do. And I was like, sweet. And he pulled it out and it was the bottle. And it was enormous. But the thing is, it's shite. You give him the CBD oil. And I spent a fucking fortune on that too. Because the problem was, the one I'd got before, I'd been dabbling with different stuff, you know what I mean? Got a vape thing that was shit. Got some other CBD oil that was crap. And then got one that was a bit dearer, a bit stronger. And I was like, oh, this works. That's the one that works. You know, you take it and you're like, ugh, my body's all relaxed. You know, and you're watching TV and you're like, I can't even fucking stay awake right now. I was like, that's the good one. So I go in and he's like, oh, this one's way stronger. But there's loads of it. And you pay, you know, if you pay this amount of money versus buying the small bottles, you save something like 280 quid. And right enough, it was like, yeah, that kind of works out. So I bought it, but then it does nothing either. You know, I was like, oh, I should have got the smaller bottle, it's stronger. Fuck's sake. But anyway, now I've a liter and a half of goddamn CBD oil. Some great spottings. In Belfast, there's a shop called Fix Your Crack. You know? Which, I see what they've done there. They've been like, oh, fix your crack. You know, kind of sounds, there it is. Fix your crack. I mean, it sounds kind of rude, but it's like, it's not even a fucking saying. Here, fix your crack. You know, if they had put like crack as in C-R-A-I-C in there, like crack merchants or something, that's even worse. But fix your crack. And, you know, dare I say, the guy's some sort of Asian in there. So he's probably like, isn't fix your crack hilarious, mate? That's racist. I just imagine all the red tape with opening a shop, you know? What's it called? Fix your crack. As in, was that a saying? You know, like, when your arse crack is untucked and you have to fix your crack again? I don't know. And he just signs the paper. Some other dude sent me this. It says, painfully hipster. A charcoal activated vegan croissant. Which definitely looks like an elephant shit that has been cooked for a while. This is what cracks me up about vegan food. Everybody knows a croissant. Croissant. Christant. I almost dropped my croissant. Remember that guy? That black dude? I almost dropped my croissant. Anybody who knows anything remotely about food knows that that's a hunt, like nearly all butter. Like the thing is nearly like exclusively butter. And then some fucking pastry. And they're like a charcoal activated vegan croissant. Like, imagine just sitting there, just with your mouth all black. That's like eating ash. You may as well just put your hand in a fucking, in the bottom of your fire and just like push it into your mouth. Now, we went for a sneaky lunch in a place in Dungannon, because that's one of the closest bits of civilization to where we live. Rock and roll. We live in the sticks, like, but the guy had a pizza place and it was all wood fired and all that shit. And we only went in for coffee and ended up eating a fucking pizza. And the guy's like, you know, we got this charcoal base here. And I was like, sweet. I was like, do you know what you should do, mate? And this is why I'm your ideas man. Do you know? Guests don't run out of ideas. Even it doesn't matter what business it is. I was like, you take the base, you make the black base, you put tapenade in it, and then you get fucking that black like Guinness cheese and you put that on it. And then on top of it you put like fucking maybe like some sort of mushrooms or maybe like jerky or something that's real black. And I was like, just call it like the Dark Knight or something and just have an all black pizza. I was like, you will have goths coming here from all corners of the earth. And he went, And I was like, listen, don't dismiss the shit, that the magic that I just shit out at you right now. An all black pizza? The Black Panther? You fucking idiot. I bet you they don't do it. Losers. But there's something to do with charcoal. It's actually quite good for your guts or whatever. But I don't know. And I'm also noticing on this picture, 180 if you were taking it away, 215 if you're eating it in. I don't understand that. Like, sometimes I think, is it not dear? Should it not be more expensive to take it away? Do you know? Because if you eat it in, they just fuck it on a plate. You eat it and you're out the door. And they just bang it in the dishwasher if you're lucky. Or wipe it. It's a fucking charcoal activated croissant. You know? You know what it's like? It's like they took the outside of a potato, or the skin as you might call it, and burnt the fuck out of it. And then went, there you go. It's $2.15. Usually to take shit away, they have to give you more equipment. Oh my god. Wait till you hear this. I was in Boojum the other week. And I've literally made more videos for Boojum than I've eaten fucking Boojums. And I go in there. They haven't been in touch in a while. You know, back in the day when they were a bit more lawless and you could make a video and say pretty much whatever you want in it. And the videos did well. There's videos they were doing getting 100,000 fucking hits plus. And then they changed their management a wee bit and they were like, oh, well, we think fucking, what's her name? Tina here should, she's come up with an idea for the video. And you're like, okay. And then you go make that video. And surprise, surprise, it's wank. And then they're probably like, well, this is probably too much money to pay this guy to make our videos for us when they're not getting that many hits. And you're like, well, think about that for a second, you know? Think about why they were getting hits, maybe originally. Anyway, shout out to Boojum. The end of the day, the product is legit. That shred of beef. Squirt, squirt. I go in, I'm like, hello. You know, there's a certain type of member of staff in there. It's just like, they all just look like fucking, we call that fucking porn thing, suicide girls. I was like, hey, can I get two burrito bowls? Sure. Shred of beef. Da-da-da. Go along the line. Guac. Stick the guac in there. Do you want sour cream and cheese? Fuck no. Never. I don't know why. I'm just like, nah. Not the amount you're going to put in anyway. That should be in a bottle. You know, like a bottle with a wee nozzle on you. Not so much sour cream should be in that. Not fucking glug. Oh, it looks like a bowl of cereal now. Congrats. But I don't like that. Get to the end. Guy goes. Again, this goes back to the, you know, every video you put out has to be a fucking masterpiece thing. I was standing with the money in my hands. He goes, don't worry about it, mate. It's on the house. And I was like, huh? It was free today, mate. And I was like, why? And he goes, Shane Taub was in last week. He got free stuff, so I couldn't show any double standards. So you get yours free too. And I'm like, all right, not gonna argue with that. He goes, hi. That last video of yours was cack. And I went, huh? He's like, that fucking interface diaries thing you put out was fucking shite. And I went, okay, is that the trade off? You give me free, you give me free fucking burrito or free burrito bowls, and then you get to go, your last video was shit. And I'm like, do you even know what the fuck you were looking at? I was like, you know, that was like from a live podcast, and I wrote that above the video. This is taken from a live podcast. Because let me tell you something, you fucking beanmonger. See, when we played that at the live podcast, I've never heard murderation like it in my life. I wish I could pull up the fucking audio. I'm going to get that for you next week. When we played that live. See, when the video ended, it was like someone scored a fucking winning goal at the World Cup. That's what it sounded like. It was fucking ridiculous. And by the way, for a video that has no fucking, like, you know, like, I put up a Buy the Blender video, it goes up on the Blender page, everyone knows what the fuck it is. They all get a certain amount of hits as standard. That was out of nowhere. Check this out of context. Some people got it. Some people love it. A lot of people love it. And that guy's like, that's cack. And I was like, it's from a live podcast. And he goes, all right, fair enough, man. Then I felt like just walking up to him at the end and being like, see that free burrito? Thank fuck it was free, because I would not have paid for that shit. It's cake, even though it was this delicious at all. But, it's people are, I don't know why people do that. I think it's just because they go like, I can, imagine you just started just knocking people dead. I'd love to do that. Anyway, let's talk about these fucking shows. Shout out to everyone who came to the limelight. With two fucking sellout shows, essentially. The Thursday one, which was selling a bit slower, the Friday one that was selling a bit slower, managed to fucking sell out as far as, in fact, it seemed like there was more people there on the Friday than there was a Saturday at the end of the day, but we'll see when the dust settles. But both nights were great. All the crowds were great. Apart from both nights, there were small pockets of fucking retards. Woodsy walked out on the Friday, and all you hear is, oh, fuck, where's Power Blender? And Woodsy's like, what? And he's like, oh, Power Blender? And he's like, oh, yeah, we're the support acts. He'll be on later. Oh, fuck, so you got to pay. What are you doing? We come away from Carrick and all. And these guys were absolutely steaming. And Woodsy didn't get a bit of comedy out of him for about fucking 7 minutes. And then as soon as, basically, I'm backstage, and I'm like, where's the fucking security here? And I'm like, I had to send Maury out, and they're like, who are you? And she has to be like, I'm fucking, we need to get our wee jumper or something. Maureen is essentially a fucking stage manager whenever we do gigs. But it's Friday night, you know what I mean? So she's dressed up and she's going out and she's like, sorry, can you fucking go over and tell him to shut the fuck up? And she's like, they're like, who are you? Fucking unbelievable. I'm paying £1,800 a night to rent this fucking place. Go over there and stab that man to death. Do you know what I mean? It's your job. So this guy had to go over and be like, if you make any more noise, you're getting fucked out. And these guys were like in a bad mood, even though they were steaming since they heard that. So Woodsy managed to finish his set. Cormac from the Bark Boys, he managed to fucking, he got his set out pretty clean. And then I went on and I did the set and it was decent, but there was just these lads at the front who were like, you know, like, we're blocked and we turned up for a good time to see Buyer Blender Henderson, and now we have to sit here in silence. And they just had these faces on them. The guy was like falling asleep in his fucking lap, and one guy was on his phone and all. And you're like, are you fucking out of here? Why did you pay in here? Why did you pay to sit here? Like, what did you think this is going to be? Like some sort of interactive fucking, oh, we just get the shite stuff. Fuck are you? Absolute fucking animals, I swear to God. I've said this before. I've had tickets for shows and drank too much before them and not went. Because I was like, I'm not sitting here drunk as fuck watching this shit. These guys are just like, you could see them in a huff, like, oh, fuck, I can't believe I can't shout out. And you're like, mate, there's 500 people behind you that want to kill you right now. You know, I think Kevin Bridges did that one time, just walked off and went, listen, mate, you're ruining it for all these people. I'll let them decide whether you can fucking stay or go. And he just walked off stage. And he goes, I'm walking off stage and it's your fault. So you can deal with this crowd. You know, and then it probably becomes safer for, like, you know, the security to take them out. But the security obviously went, if you make any other sound, you're out of here. And I would have rather they just went, do you know what? Just let them keep making noise and then fuck them out. Because you don't need people like that there. And if I had the cash in my pocket, I'd have give it to them, went, here, get the fuck out of here and don't come back. But idiots, like, fucking, James Gallagher was in the front row. You know, the fighter. Trains at SBG, McGregor's mate. Didn't quite bring up his last fight with him. because, let me see this.
Scott Coker gives you that title shot.
The same statement I make every other time, and that's a first round finish. I'm going to go in there from the bell.
You heard him.
Shot's blazing, and I reckon I'm going to choke him in the first round. Choke him in the first round.
All right, James, good luck out there tonight. We look forward to seeing you. All right, James Gallagher looks to stay undefeated when he takes on Ricky.
Bellator's golden boy.
Gets in the dude's face. Shouting at him. And then I'll skip it along. Still slobbering. And then he just, clipped. Falls on his hole. Solid shot. Trying to find his feet. Hit again. Kicked in the mouth. Goes down. Punch, 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 punch. Bad.
What'd you say?
It's a bad TKO, bro. He was there. Signed guy. And he's like, yeah, I'm sparring tomorrow. Throwing the whiskeys into him. And I was like, fucking fair play to you. But you know what? That's that fucking SBG team. And, McGregor's the same. It's like, the fact that you talk that much shit, and then even when you do get beat, you go, ah, so fucking what? You still watched it, didn't you? Next one. Where's the next fight? You know? But he came out the back with us. Had a few drinks. Because he was hanging around with ones I know. So he's just like, I was like, you coming out the back here? It ain't remotely as glamorous as you think it's going to be. It's just us sitting in a room drinking beer, but you can come out here for a fucking wee drink. So that was an experience. And then Maureen was like meeting her dad and his mate after the rugby match because they were at Ravenhill and they were blocked. And then I accidentally got blocked, which ruined my Saturday because I had a gig the next night in the limelight and I was fucking hungover as shit. Caught me off guard. I was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I think I had just that. Didn't eat that much, you know what I mean? But it was like, I ate at a weird time, and now I'm fucking like, my head's up my hole, basically. Saturday night show, another great show. Again, just three people in the corner, and you're just like, shut the fuck. And they just think it's a conversation. I watched the clip back. Shout out to our boy Dill Takes Photos, Dylan Osborne. He filmed sort of backstage for me. He caught some stuff. And he caught me talking to this fucking glue bag where I'm like, I said something about, the premise, what was the joke? Has anybody ever had a solid shit in an airport? And this girl goes, she's had a solid shit. And I go, huh? She goes, she's had a solid shit. And I went, okay. And then I was like, I barely care. And the crowd go fucking bananas. And you're like, and I'm like, see what happens when you just talk random shit? And then it kept happening, talking about vegans. I'm like, oh, you ever go in a vegan restaurant and all the options they have all sound like meat? Vegan sausage, vegan pulled pork. This guy stands up, vegan shepherd's pie. And he was about 60. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm not playing like fucking, our survey said, what's that fucking Family Fortune? Is that what it's called? I'm not playing that. Our survey, no. Name six types of vegan meat alternatives. You know, and they're shouting their fucking head off. I'm like, this is not what this is, mate. Sit the fuck down, you old cunt. And then these ones in the corner just wouldn't shut up. As usual, you know when someone makes a phone call, you're like, you shouldn't be here. And meanwhile, the whole fucking room is laughing. And then all I can hear is, I'm fucking, it's going out there, no, no. Do you want to go for, I'm going to go for a drink, West Coast Killer, no. West Coast Killer. And then I literally was like, if I give you your money back, will you fuck away off? And the crowd near took the fucking roof off. Like, yeah! And you're like, I'm serious? And the guy's like, no. And I was like, can you see her? She's like, no, I'd rather just sit here and shout abuse because I've paid my money now. It's fucking, like, swear to God, like, and then I was speaking to Connor Keyes afterwards and he goes, you don't need warm up. Your crowd doesn't need warmed up. They need tamed. He goes, you need like a hype man to go out and be like, yeah, how are we doing tonight, guys? No, we're going to have this. I think I should stop having support. And it's nothing to do with them. Like, both support acts do well. I think people only have the fucking, what's the word? The concentration for, or the attention span for like just me. Like, if they just turn up to see me, fuck a support. Like, just start, come out, do the gig, good night. And everyone has enough patience and they're not drunk enough where they can just be like, okay, that was it. We came in, we sat for half an hour drinking, and then we sat for an hour and 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something through the show, and then we're fucking done. In fact, I don't even know if any of my shows were an hour and 15 at the weekend. I think I got off just right when I should have. Other than that, the shows were fucking great. And then Saturday night, because I had a hangover from the Friday, we stayed in the club, which, like, you just get caught up talking to so many people and still dealing with the texts and everything, getting on your gear back and trying to fucking have a few drinks that basically, like, you know, I was just like, I can't get drunk here. And everyone around was steaming. And, you know, all having a fucking great time and stuff. And I could have had 900 beers and I still wouldn't have been drunk. It was ridiculous. But anyway, that was it. Let's hit some news stories. Cheers to everyone who came out, by the way. There were apart from those fucking wankers, it was a great show. So I appreciate you coming out. Met some cool people. Guy, can't remember his name right now because it was a bit steaming, but he's like, yeah, I come away from fucking like Malin Head or something. I've lived in Australia for 3 years, came down here. Just listened to the podcast and I was like, oh, cool, do you want to get a photo? And he's like, no, I don't even want to get a photo. I just wanted to say hello. And I was like, fucking hell, bro. Sound as fuck. Fuck me, what's his name? That's going to kill me. You should have taken a wee photo, bro. And, you know, I would have known your name if you tagged it on Instagram. And we're back. We took a brief break there to format the card. Let's hit some fucking questions, will we? I actually did questions this week just because I hadn't done a podcast in a while. Sometimes the questions sort of prompt people to listen to the podcast. You know what I mean? It's science, guys. It's fucking science. Let me hit these questions. Will you release the pedo video from the gig from M. Shannon? I certainly will, sir. Yeah, I'm going to release that video pretty soon. I'm going to have to do some bit of editing onto it, like, but by editing, I mean blur out the big rubber cock that's in it. Because, you know, it's a funny joke. It's very much like, I like to think it's very sort of brass eye. You know, it's that sort of level of, a bit more, you know, like a sort of Sacha Baron Cohen stuff where you go like, Jesus, I think that's a bit much. But then you're like, nah, but it's funny though. Doing a podcast. This is obviously some fucking child. What do you do them on? And when are you going to do more daily blends? Now, am I going to explain myself to you, Matthew? What do you do them on? Do you mean what topics they do them on, or what fucking platform they do them on? Well, if you're not listening to this, it's not going to fucking matter anyway. When are you going to do more daily blends? When I give a fuck about it, you know what I mean? I'm trying to fucking not branch out, but I'm doing shit that I want to do. I enjoy doing podcasts and vlogs and shit, and probably more sketches. I had a heater on in here, and it literally smells like I had a toaster on with socks in it. Listening to some older podcasts, and you do the fucking hair bag lady is a serial offender. Found like 3 or 4 videos of her creating havoc in Belfast. If you YouTube crazy Belfast woman. Let's do it, sure. Let's do it while we're at it. Crazy, yeah, crazy Belfast woman. Her bag. Is this crazy? I've been throwing bottles.
It's good. Oh, it's pretty much a bit, right?
There's a lot of mistake and
she's just on the street, hears something she doesn't like, turns around with a bag.
That's what I fucking do, I
can hear anybody.
Just fucking pulls out a bottle, throws it, and then like, and I, it's funny because. Awful throw, like. And then, of course, this girl goes after her to fucking hit her. But you're like, the woman's obviously got some serious mental illness going on. No one walks around all day that fucking, like, ready to go at all times unless something horrendous has happened to them. So, I mean, she's just, like, constantly about, fuck you, I'm gonna fucking knock your cunt down, fuck, here we go. And she's tiny, and she's, she said 60. And then this, like, 20-year-old is going, you fucking bastard, no. Like, what's the point? Like, you have to just laugh it off. Because she's clearly nuts, and she's clearly not going to do any damage whatsoever, because she's 4'1" and 100 years old. But you know what? That's just made me sad, whoever sent me that shit. I mean, there's.
I don't wear no brown new knickers, but I have to. Last year I went down, I had a t-shirt on, Joan of Arc told me to put a pair of trousers on.
Joan of Arc? Yeah. I've been full of water, I am.
You like snakes? I play anacondas.
Her name is Rio, and she. Yeah.
On the sand.
There's just a crazy old cock hungry woman. You gotta ask yourself, like, what happens to these people? You know, what happens to these fucking people?
Space cadets in Belfast.
I mean, this podcast has descended into madness. Let's watch one more of this woman here, just to make yourselves feel happy.
Alright, how are you? Fuck off. What did I say?
What did you fucking say?
I didn't say
anything. Mac.
What are you doing?
It's much, is it not?
You could have hurt me. What are you doing?
I'd throw the fuck off.
On the lawn. Get away now.
I'm only fucking asking you to alright.
You're only asking me to alright? You're fucking scrambling and you're kicking me. You're on the lawn. Get away now. Go get your husband and beat the fuck out of him. Get away, fucking. Don't touch me. Fuck, get away now.
That person
has
never been touched.
You see, it's, oh man, it's so, that's actually a good crack. Like, she, they're obviously trying to take a piss. It just probably happens to her every day. Like, someone's like, here's this mad old cunt, and they're like, look at you, you smelly bitch. And she's like, what the fuck are you saying? And then she goes over and kicks the guy, but she's got like half a smirk on her face. She's like, fuck up, yay, fuck up. And then she goes to like nip him or something. He's like, go fuck off. And, all. And then she goes, that's probably the first time you've ever been touched. And then she goes, ginger men don't get touched. That's a burn from the owl doll. He's crazy. I mean, try and carry a carrier bag, like a plastic bag full of shit around the place. You basically have from Tesco's to your car, and then from your car to your house. That's the only time you can carry a fucking plastic bag and not look like a lunatic. If you're walking around with all your belongings in a plastic bag, I don't think I've seen a crazy person without a plastic bag full of shite.
And now that's my pocket on life. Fuck's sake, talking to me like that.
That guy, I mean, I can't believe that guy's even, like, offended. Fuck's sake, talking to me like that there. Talking to me like that. She's obviously nuts, bro. But then you don't look like the sharpest fucking...
Arguments. You might have really valid views. You see, as soon as one of...
There's Jimmy Bryson, looking like fucking Skeletor. I don't know, I'm vining between stupid videos here.
...them has a petrol bomb in their hand. That's the message that goes around the world. Once someone bricks the police, that's the image that goes around the world. And your message is lost. Can you not see that?
Stephen, I think we've been clear from the very start that peaceful protests are the way to go. Now, what the media do is focus in on the minority who may pick up a petrol bomb. Now, we see Sinn Féin here, Jerry and his comrades, sworn on the world stage as great peacemakers. I don't see you focusing in on the dissidents and entwining them with Sinn Féin, because it's the same thing. If one member of their community...
You're gonna hurt. Ah, you fucking walrus.
There's a lady here with your hand up.
That's not true.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
That's
yes,
not
you.
True.
Yes, you, go ahead.
He says not one thing come out of the chapel. Well, I'm from Newton Arch Road. Don't live in Pip Park. Right, and down the other night, there were Stan and Claudin from the chapel, petrol bombs, false stones, everything.
Okay, here, the second row,
PSNI
come you
go.
Second row in the back.
Do.
Thank you, second row, go ahead.
Claudin. I thought only Sean Campbell said that word. There were Claudin. Downey. Smell it. Smells microphone, bro. Smells like paint. Another Brexit referendum or nah? I mean, probably would be nice, wouldn't it? But I think the thing that just kills everyone in this day and age is nobody votes because they can't be actually leaving their house. If you want the real representation of things, have people... Maybe it was an online vote. What am I talking about? I'm a fucking idiot. It should be on your phone, basically. You should just go, doot. Yep. Twix or Kit Kat? Probably Kit Kat. You know, good to get a sensible question in the mix there. Zach McZilla, what? What's your thoughts on Post Malone's music? I'll tell you what, bro. I like it. I'm not sticking it on every fucking day, but I don't mind it. I like him. I like Post Malone. He's a cool guy. What's your most underrated video, in your opinion? I feel like Prepped didn't get as much attention as it deserved. Really funny sketch. Oh, same guy. Yeah, why not? I mean, the thing is, that was very in line with like stuff that I would have done early doors, like the Iron Fighter videos, like longer form, sort of 10-minute short filmy type things. It's hard to get views on things like that these days. Nobody wants to watch anything longer than like 30 seconds. So, yeah, that I would agree. That's probably one of the better ones. Underrated. I mean, there's things that still get like a lot of tags in them, but people don't watch them as much as they would other videos. But they were out like a while ago, and they still get people tagging shit on it. So. Can I remember any of those right now? No. But, I would say, not that they don't deserve stuff, but, like, anything that goes up on YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, vlogs and stuff, you know, I feel like they're probably way more interesting to watch than a load of fucking comedy shit, but no one goes on YouTube. No one's going on my YouTube anymore, even though there's about 30,000 fucking subscribers. 33,000, and no one just no one wants to watch that shit. No one watches fucking, you know, you gotta put up a 30 second clip of a fucking dog doing something stupid for it to get millions of hits these days. So, question for the podcast: where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years, or the perfect scenario? Well, Maureen asked me that question yesterday. She was like, can you, she's like, just having a random conversation, she's like, can you sort of see yourself at 40? And I was like, yeah, I'd like to think I'm only sort of half getting the hang of my fucking life right now. So maybe, I mean, literally the model would be like, you know, somewhere between like a fucking, for like as an inspiration, somewhere between like Joe Rogan and fucking like Casey Neistat. Although not Casey Neistat, more like fucking, like, I don't know. Like, I was watching a lot of Anthony Bourdain recently, and it was like, imagine that shit. Imagine just going to all those places, but being able to film stuff well enough where you could do your own show. Like, it's almost like a travel vlog type thing, but I don't know. That's what I seem to like doing the most, is just going to places, filming while I'm there, and then making a thing when I come back. Not necessarily like a vlog, like a daily vlog, just more like a movies of events. Very scrappy behind the scenes movies. Shit like that. But, you know, podcast going smooth. I think the dream would be in a few years to be able to just do the podcast and videos and have, like, General Apparel up and running as a company selling gear and be able to basically live remotely. So if you just decided, shit, I have to do this out of LA for 3 weeks right now, it wouldn't matter because everything's running smoothly and I could just be there creating stuff. That would be the dream. But yeah. And also, just, I don't think it's, you get to a certain age where you're like, I actually want this to be running like a well-oiled, slick, professional machine, and I want to be professional at all the shit I do, and I don't want to be fucking bogged down by like, oh yes, let's go for pints on a Tuesday because no one else is doing anything. I want to be like, nah, bitch, I've fucking shit to do around here. And I'd much rather do it than sit with a hangover with you dicks. So, there you go. How do you feel about the upcoming Woodley versus Till fight and Khabib and Connor? Oh, the phone's going buck mad. Woodley versus Till should be either class or it'll not be that exciting. Khabib and Connor. Yeah, I'd be interested. I'd be more interested to see the Khabib-Connor rematch because I think straight away, John Kavanagh and Conor McGregor were like, I know exactly where we went wrong there. So, Alexander McGovern saw this today about an Indonesian kids getting put in prison, and sometimes when they don't have documents to prove their age, certain kids get the death penalty. They also get put in with the adults a lot, so they get molested by paedophiles in there with them, obviously. It made me really sad, and I wanted to hear your comments. Not sure if this video has the info. I just typed it out because the one I watched had French dubbed version. Well, I can't click the fucking link, for God's sake. But yeah, there's places in the world where it's fucking crazy. And it's kind of like, you know, they are very like classist or whatever towards certain people. They'd be like, oh, they're one of those kids from just over this part of town, so they don't matter a fuck, just throw them in there type vibe. Yeah, the world's full of fucking shitholes like that. I might look that video up and get onto it next week. At the Limelight gig on Saturday, is this really only got 4 minutes recording left? What in the name of bollocks? We'll be right back once I fix this problem. Here we are back again. Hopefully this fucking thing doesn't break down and I lose my shit one more time. What other question we've got here? At the Limelight, this is from Padre Pabs. Respect. At the Limelight gig on Saturday, stood at the back with my wife and some blokes waffling away to his wife, some bird, the whole way through our set, beside us, turned around to say something to him, and it's none other than Stephen Dormer of Game of Thrones. And Fortitude fame, a little worse for wear, so I let him away with it. True story. Also, what's the music at the intro and outro of your vlogs? God damn. Do you know what? I'm going to come back to that question. I'm not going to ask Siri to beatbox live on the podcast. No questions. Just wanted to say keep up the fine work. Much respect. Cheers, Jordan Fittis 93, bitch. Was there any more questions? No, let's go back to that guy. He corrected himself. Richard Dormer. So he turned around to give off to some dude. There's the digger back on now. Fuck's sake. Good job, we're near finished, guys, on our third attempt at recording this bastard thing. We'll sort it out someday. Where's the text at, bro? Let me see. Richard Dormer. So, oh, fucking, right, okay. Well, I mean,
Fortitude season 2. Has he not also been in, what do you call it? What the fuck's he been in? That's gonna drive me nuts. Hold on. Yeah, right, okay, so this guy's like, yeah, so basically this guy was at the gig. Sorry, Mickey, everyone's fucking texting me now and there's a digger going on outside, I'm distracted. Yeah, so this guy, he turns around, there's a guy blocked and it's Richard Dormer, who's been in a bunch of shit. Hold on a second. He's been in Fortitude. I haven't seen that. I haven't even heard of it, in fact. Was he not in fucking Good Vibrations or something too? Or am I out of my fucking mind here? 71, Game of Thrones. Yeah, Good Vibrations. Yeah, I was in Good Vibrations, wasn't he? I knew that. Good Vibrations. So there you go. There you have it. Turn around to give off to the dude. And it's a famous actor. But that's acting, isn't it? No respect for other fucking forms of artwork. Art forms. And then, what's the final question there? We'll end on this, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Mickey's sending me tax questions. Fuck off. Let me just see. I'll get you that fine. Basically, the music that I use in the vlogs is, let me just find it. This is the worst fucking podcast of all time. Just me looking at shit. Trying to avoid goddamn, what do you call it? Diggers in the background. What's the song called now? Good. I'll know it when I see it. Is that it? No, that's not it. Okay. Basically, there is a guy I know called Phil McKeown who used to do a bit of comedy. It's a shame he doesn't anymore. He's very, very funny. He used to sing and play guitar and rap. And then all his jokes in between were funny as fuck. So one of the, it was just, you'd be like, oh shit, here's another asshole with a guitar. And he was literally funny as fuck. But he's big hip hop head, makes a lot of beats. And he made this. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll fucking leave you on this. Cheers for the question. Sorry I stumbled through them. Sorry the camera gave me so much shit running out of fucking memory. I think it's more of a memory card issue because memory cards suck dick. Cheers to everyone who came out to the limelight. It was a great night, apart from those designated 7 fucking dickheads who needed to execute it out the back. But yeah, cheers for coming out, guys. And let's fucking do it all again next year under a new name with new material. Let's just keep pumping it out, guys. ColinGuest.com for all the tour tickets. Dublin on the 20th, Manchester on the 25th. I'll just be back from LA with probably a lot of American material. So let's fucking party. This song is called Ethiospaz. And it's the theme tune to the old fucking vlogs. Beats, bro. Beats. That's it. We'll be right back.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.